And so we're excited about what God is doing, new people coming into the kingdom, fresh breath of Rhema moving in the house, fresh vision and anointing in the house, and the stability of the Word of God that we're standing on tonight. It's an excellent, excellent thing to be a part of the kingdom of God. The preacher was preaching about the coming of the Lord this morning, and we're ready for it, but I believe in end-time revival, and I believe that we're going to do some of the best work the church has ever done in these last days. Praise the Lord. If you believe that, give God a little praise right now. Praise God. Brother Dross, we want you to come. It's so good to see Brother Zavala and this crowd from Carrollton with us here tonight. We love this church and we're glad to see them in the house. Praise God. Would you just point your hand at him and tell him, preach to me, preacher. Now I want to tell you something about him. Do you still think in Spanish?
Partially.
But Spanish is your first language. And so if you ever give him trouble about his English, his grammar, or anything like that, remember, he speaks fluently in two. How about you? And they were having a little theological discussion in the office today. And I said, well, think about it in Spanish. And he did. And he said, I see it now. Because he learned Spanish on the knee of his dad and mom. Great, great missionaries throughout Central America. They were apostles in Central America and then in Mexico. And so we are in the presence of generational transfer of some of the best ministry that's been on the deck in the last half century. I just want you to know, I appreciate what God is doing in Brother Mark and Sister Evie Dross. I appreciate their ministry. I'm so glad he's here with us tonight, and I want him to take his liberty. Now, if it occurs to you in the middle of it, if you want to preach a while in Spanish, well, just take your liberty and do it. Because we have a good contingent here that will preach with you. And the others of us will just say, praise the Lord, whatever he said.
Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Woo, somebody lift up a shout of praise in the house of the Lord. Praise, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. It is always a joy to be in this place, and it's always a joy to be able to be with Pastor and First Lady. These are folks that I've known since I was knee-high, and that was not some kind of Cherokee language, amen. I was knee-high. I was small, amen. And for many years, just known the Sutton family and what God has done through them. And they are a gift from God to this church. Amen. Aren't you thankful to the Lord for your pastor and First Lady? Amen. And every time I come, I just, I have a great time because there's these young dudes. I call them young dudes because they're younger than me. Except for Reggie. Amen. I don't think he's younger than me. How old are you, Reggie? 48. Yeah, see? Amen. I'm still sporting 46. Amen. So I'm good. Praise God. Amen. All right. Praise God. But you'll get to 50 before I do. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But to hang out with these guys, Reggie, Brother Steve, Brother Dawson, Brother Josh, amen. These guys are crazy, amen. And they're about the only ones that will call me on stuff, and I'll call them back on it, amen. So we have a good time. It's great to be in this place, to feel the presence of God, amen. I love how this church will help people be able to get into the presence. Amen. We'll pray and minister and you move around. From the first time I came to New Life, That was one of the things that I was very much impressed, that you gather around and you pray one for another. Amen. There's a lack of that in America, because most people come with the mentality of me and not a mentality of wanting to bless other people. Amen. And it's a wonderful thing that God is doing in this church. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, we're in a good church. Say it with authority. Amen, amen, amen. I've had the privilege to be able to write a book, and the book title is Overcoming My Giant, 10 Years of Overcoming Obesity. I used to weigh 447 pounds, and so God gave me the ability to be able to overcome that in my life. And we have this book for sale right back here in the lobby of the church. It's a powerful book. Amen. It's a powerful book. It really is. It'll bless you. Hallelujah. And it's a short read. It's if you're a fast reader, you could probably knock it out in about 90 minutes. Amen. Even less than that. It's a short read, but it will inspire you. If you are dealing with any kind of addiction, there are several chapters in this book that will bless you and be able to change your mind on the way you see things. And when the book came out, we put it out on Amazon. And for a few days, we were number one seller on Amazon. And so that's a blessing. Praise God. Amen. I want to invite you to open your Bibles, 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 45. Once again, I'm so glad to have my precious, beautiful lady with me. Amen. She makes me look good. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 45. Now it happened in the meantime. Anybody ever gone through a meantime? That the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. And he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, I don't know if I'm saying that the right way, but that's how it sounds for me. Hallelujah. I'll just say it in Spanish, Jezreel. Amen. I want you to notice something. The king went ahead of him, but the prophetic got there before the king. I want to preach on the advancement of the prophetic, or the prophetic advancement. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are powerful. You are mighty. You are awesome. I thank you, Lord, because your glory has been in this service. This morning, God, you ministered, you touched, and tonight you've come to minister and touch. And I believe that the supernatural is going to be released in this house. That miracles are going to be released in this house. Father, I ask you right now, put the devil in his place. And let your name be glorified in this house. In Jesus' name, amen. Now clap your hands to the Lord and give God the praise. Come on now, give God the praise in the house. Give him praise in the house. Praise God. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. You know the story of 1 Kings chapter 18. You've heard of how Elijah, a lone prophet of God, faced off with a wicked king named Ahab. And Ahab had 450 prophets of Baal. This was literally a whole evil religious system that was trying to deceive the people of God and turn the hearts of the people of God from God to begin to serve Baal. And so in the midst of all of that, we see this prophet of God rise up. Even Elijah felt a little bit kind of as if he was outmatched because of the amount of prophets. He said, I alone am left prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. It would seem as if he was outmatched. But I think it is powerful that even in the sights of something that most people would say he might not have a good chance, he stood with confidence. He stood with authority and with power because he knew that God would back him. Hallelujah. See, that's the difference when you know who your God is. When you know how powerful your God is, how mighty your God is, and that heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool, then it don't matter how many the adversary will have, because you know that greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. Can I get a witness in the house of the Lord? It does not matter if there is 1,000 that are against you. You and God alone can overcome 1,000. And when you partner with somebody, you, God, and your friend can overcome 10,000. Hallelujah. There is power in knowing what God does through you. That is the problem, that many times we do not understand what God is willing and capable of doing through us. So we see this prophet rise up. And he rises up with an assignment. And the assignment is that he is going to turn the hearts of the people back to God. In other words, he was going to get a whole nation that was in a backslidden stage back on fire for God. And so Elijah knew that in order to do that, he had to demonstrate the power of God. We're no longer living in a time where a simple Jesus loves you is enough. I remember back in the 80s, they even had these little smiley faces and bumper stickers that said, Jesus loves you. And people would get converted with a simple Jesus loves you. But we are in a generation now that demands to see a demonstration of the power of God. That is not satisfied just by lip service, but wants to see something that will back it. And we are the people that have the power to demonstrate the glory of God. That have the power to demonstrate heaven responding to whatever we pray for. About 3 of you that believe it with me. So therefore, he knew that all that people of God, they needed to see a sign from God. And so he challenged these prophets of Baal. He challenged them to whoever God responded with fire, that would be the true God. And so he gives the prophet of Baal an opportunity, and they begin to build their sacrifice. And then they start to worship their God and call upon their God, waiting for a response from their God. And it's interesting how he even ended up making fun of them, poking a little bit of fun at them, saying, you need to scream a little louder. Maybe your God's tired and he's taking a nap. Maybe he's on a trip somewhere and he can't hear you, so you need to scream a little louder. The Bible says that they even began to cut themselves with rocks in order to get their God's attention. And so after a while, it is as if the prophet just got a little impatient and said, it's my turn. Hallelujah. And he stands before those people. And I love the prayer that he raises up before the Lord. And he says, hear me, O God. Listen to me, God. These people are going to watch how you respond. And I've learned from the prophet Elijah that a lot of times one of the things that I will pray to the Lord is this: show up and show off. Amen. Because when God shows off, ain't nobody can speak against it. When God shows off, hell can't hold him back. When God shows off, every sickness will be healed in the house. Somebody that believes that, give God praise right now. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but I want God to show up and show off in this place tonight. Lord, do what you do best. Do miracles. Break every chain. Set the captives free. Somebody give a shout unto God. I believe that we are in a time that the church has to operate in the supernatural. More than ever before, we can't just come together and just talk and sing. We've got to have a demonstration of the power of God. And so now Elijah calls upon the Lord. And he says, respond, O God. Respondame, Señor, respondame. It's more powerful in Spanish because it's even poetic the way he does it. Hallelujah. He said, respondame, Señor, respondame. He says, so that these people will realize that you are God. And it is in that moment that the Bible says that fire fell from heaven. You know, when we show up to church, we don't just come to a normal service. We as apostolic come to the fire of the Holy Ghost. We don't come just to entertain one another. Even though folks like to be entertained, we don't come to entertain one another. We come because we want fire to fall from heaven. We want the glory of God to come amongst us. Is there anybody that came to see fire fall from heaven? You ought to give God praise right now. Clap your hands to the Lord. So in that moment, fire fell from heaven. And the Bible says, now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Glory to God. We've got to see such a move of God's power that people can't deny who's God. That it will cause backsliders to come back to church. It'll cause folks that felt a little disappointed in God all of a sudden come back to church and say, no, the Lord is God. There is no other God like our God. So in that moment, then Elijah announces that he hears a sound of abundance of rain. And he goes up to pray. I think this is so powerful because it was in the midst of a drought. Hallelujah. That Elijah hears the sound of abundance of rain. And I've got to stop right there and say this. I believe that this is where the church is at right now. We are at a critical point in the history of the church. We have heard for many years, and it's been prophesied and it's been decreed for many years that we're going to have a great revival in America. All my life growing up, I've heard about the revival that God is going to bring to America. But I've realized something. Every prophetic word was those men hearing a sound of abundance of revival coming to America. But I believe that we are the generation of Elijah's, that we're not only going to hear it, but we got to get into a place of intercession. We got to get into a place of prayer and give birth to the greatest revival that we've ever seen in history. Oh, somebody better give God praise right now. I don't hear you. You better give God praise right now. We have talked about revival. We've talked about revival on the foreign field and what God has done on the foreign field. But I feel that God has created or allowed for America to become the greatest foreign field that needs revival. I'm tired of seeing our cities being burned up. I'm tired of seeing the violence on the street. I'm tired of seeing the abortion clinics getting occupied. And the church in the middle of that has been staying quiet. Instead of burnt streets, we need to see souls catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. America needs revival. Does anybody know in this place that America needs revival? Somebody ought to give God a shout of praise. We have sang about it. There's gonna be a revival in the land, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. There's gonna be a revival in the land. I'm tired of singing about it. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of just talking about what's happened on the mission field. It's time for us to see revival in America. Somebody got to get this in their spirit. I said, somebody got to get this in their spirit. Somebody give a shout unto the Lord. Revival, 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 revival. Whew. Ought to be in our DNA. Ought to be in our system. Hallelujah. I grew up in a house of revival. Amen. 2 weeks before my dad was to pass away, we were having a conversation, and he told me like this. He said, son, all those prophecies that have been said over the years of revival that's going to happen in America, he said, I've never seen what's going on in the United States like I've seen it right now. He said, son, those prophecies are about to take place. And he said it like this. He said, I might not get to see it. He said, but you're going to see it, and you're going to be in the middle of it. I am determined to be the generation of Elijah. We're going to give birth to revival. We're going to get into a place of praying this for it to come to pass. I wish I had Elijahs in this place. I wish I had some folks that are hungry for revival. Somebody give God praise right now.
So Elijah, he says, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. He tells Ahab to go up and eat. But Elijah goes into a cave and begins to pray. He gets into a birthing position. And he begins to pray. Sometimes we want God to do it in 5 minutes. Because that is the consistent of our prayer life. It's a little microwave prayer. You throw it in for 2 minutes and you want popcorn after 2 minutes. If you're a little bit older than me or my age, you remember popcorn the old way. Amen. Where you grab the whatever it's called. Amen. Kernels. Amen. Is that what they call it? Praise God. Yeah. And you put some oil in that pot. And you close that pot, and you start to shake that thing. Praise God. And you shake it, and you'll be losing weight while you're doing it. Amen. That's like sweating into the oldies right there. Hallelujah. And you're shaking it. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the shaking, you hear one pop. That pop is not an indication for you to give up. Because it's not done with just one pop. It's an indication that it's on its way. It's being cooked up. And I see some folks that they've gotten into a time of prayer. That they've said, I want to see revival, Lord. I don't care what it's going to cost. I don't care what it's going to take. But I'm hungry to see revival. I feel that we're hearing little pops popping up in different places. But it's not time for us to give up on our praying. We got to pray this thing through. We got to storm the gates of hell. Let hell know we are not giving up. We're not giving up on our city. We're not giving up on our neighborhood. We're not giving up. We're going to see revival. Somebody give God praise right now. He's praying. He sends the servant out. The servant comes back and says, there's nothing. I got to give a word to somebody right now. Don't give up on the first negative voice. Whew. Every negative voice ought to push you to keep on praying. Amen. You don't give up. That's not how faith works. Faith don't work just for you to believe just for 2 minutes. Faith works more powerful when everybody says it's impossible and you still stand saying it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I ain't giving up until I see something happen. I'm not giving up. There's a mom in this place. You don't give up until you see your child in the house of the Lord. They might look like they're going to hell in a basket, but you keep on praying. You don't give up until you see the answer of the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't give up until God responds, until heaven responds. Glory to God. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. My God, I pray that there be a determination in this place. I'm going to see it happen. I don't care if the devil himself says it ain't going to happen. I'm going to keep on plugging through until I see it happen. Somebody get that determination in your spirit. So, of a sudden, he sends him out 7 times. Amen. It don't matter how many times the report comes back negative, you say, do it again. Take another test. Amen. I'm still praying and God's still working. So, at the 7th time, his servant comes back and he says, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. Whew. Most people wouldn't have been satisfied with that. Because you want to see the whole thing done. Sometimes God will send you a little hand sign. Praise God. You need to praise God for the hand sign. Hallelujah. The moment that you see a little improvement, you ought to shout like it already happened. You ought to shout like God already answered. You ought to shout like the miracle already took place. Because your praise seals the miracle. Oh God, somebody needed that right there. I said your praise seals the miracle. Give God praise right now. You ought to shout when you hear your backslidden child say something about church. No, they're not saved yet, but at least they're thinking about something. You ought to give God praise when you feel God do something in your body. When you see a little improvement on the doctor report, you ought to give God praise right there. I don't know who you are, but this is your moment to give God praise right now. Seal the miracle with your praise. That cloud is growing. That cloud is growing. That cloud is getting bigger. It's getting bigger. Your praise is bringing it. In Jesus' name. Somebody give a wild praise right now. A crazy praise. I don't have to wait till it's done with. I'm praising him on credit. I'm praising him right now as if it's already done. Somebody seal the deal with praise.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Shia. My God, I feel the glory of the Lord. So watch this. The prophet says to the servant, he says, you go and tell Ahab. He says, go tell Ahab. Go up and say to Ahab, prepare thy chariots. And get thee down that the rain stop thee not. Ooh, I love that. Ahab was the king. And Ahab had the best of the best. He had the best horses. And he had the best chariots. And all of a sudden, Ahab, Bible says he rode and went to Hezrael. In other words, Ahab took off like a bolt of lightning. He didn't even wait not one half a second. He got on the chariots and he took off running. Oh Lord, help me preach this, Lord. I want you to watch something. He left the prophet behind. He didn't even offer to give him a lift because he did not value the office of a prophet. He left the prophet behind. And the Bible says that Elijah, girded up his loins. Ooh, when I read that, something just stirred up in my spirit. There ain't nothing like getting rid of excess stuff in your life. The girding up was him being able to become a little more compact, if you will. Amen. Getting prepared to go in to another dimension. And I believe that that's what God has been doing with the church here of late. We've been going through a shaking in the spirit, where there's been some dead weight that has been falling off the way. Some disturbance, some attitudes that needed to be adjusted. Can I preach this? Some mindsets that were holding people back. Some spirits that were holding revival back. We've been going through a shaking. And I've been seeing people fall by the wayside, and every time I see it, it's like as if the Lord tells me, don't you cry one tear for that person. Because they've been dead weight. Their attitude has held stuff back. My Lord is quiet. Hallelujah. Maybe there's going to be an attitude adjustment tonight. And so things, disturbances have been taken away. The Lord is positioning the church in a place that when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us, it is not going to take us 20 years. It's not going to take us 20 years to see the manifestation of the supernatural. Because we're being positioned by God and placed in the right place. Hallelujah. He girded up his loins. Hallelujah. He got rid of everything that would have slowed him down. And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he began to run. That means he got into action. And if there's something I've noticed is this, the church that God is using is the one that's already in action. Not the one that's waiting for something to happen, but it's the church that is getting in gear and saying we're going to have a move of God like we've never had before. Am I preaching to some folks that know to get into action? Somebody give God praise right now. I want you to hear me right now. There are too many people that are waiting on God first, and God is waiting on them. Hallelujah. They want God to move when God wants you to move. There are some folks that they are going to waste their whole life just warming up a pew. But there are those that say, I was not created to warm up a pew, but I was created to provoke revival, to see a move of God. Is there a generation in this place that is not waiting for miracles to happen, but are getting into action to see it happen? Somebody give God praise right now. Come on now, lift up your voice. Give him praise. Watch this. The king had already gotten ahead of Ahab, of Elijah. He had already gotten ahead of him. According to what I saw, it's about 20 miles from Mount Carmel to Jezreel. He had already gotten ahead. And this is what the Lord has been speaking into my spirit this year. This whole craziness that we've gone through. This whole virus thing. Everything that has happened. This has been a chaotic year. It's been the craziest year. And then people are thinking weird. I think that shelter in place affected some people's minds. They got cabin fever and started thinking weird. Hey man, bunch of weird folks coming out right now. Am I the only one that's seen the weirdness? Praise God. Bunch of weird things going on. And it would seem as if this caught God by surprise. I know it caught the church by surprise. Amen. I kicked myself. I literally kicked myself. Because last year, 2019, I would look at my schedule and I constantly told my wife, I don't like April and May. I said, there's something wrong with April and May. And I wish I would have bunkered down and prayed about it. But I didn't. Because I feel that the Lord would have probably given me a warning of what was coming. But I'd look at my schedule, and I looked at April, and I looked at May, and I said, something is going to happen. There's something weird about it. I didn't hear not one prophetic word about this year. Nothing to warn us about what we were about to go through. I didn't hear nothing. Then I heard after effect. Oh yeah, the Lord spoke to me way back. Amen. Once you say it afterwards, it doesn't count anymore. Amen. It's obsolete. Amen. It's like, you were too late. Hallelujah. Praise God. Too late. That's what it's like. When? Forget it. Praise God. Some folks here know they want, hallelujah. If you couldn't take the step of faith and say it before it was to happen, then I question if the Lord really spoke to you. And so in this whole year, it would seem as if it caught us by surprise. It did catch us by surprise. Just last Saturday, as I was in prayer, the Lord began to speak to me. And this was the craziest thing, because there are folks that have gotten mad because President Trump has called it the China virus. And they've gotten mad. But the truth is this. It has been a spirit that came from China that has been clothed in a virus so that people would not identify it as a spirit. But it is the same spirit that has kept churches out of China, has come to the country that has sent missionaries around the world to try to shut the church down in America. Hallelujah. And this is what I felt in the Holy Ghost. And that is, we need to send that spirit back in the name of Jesus. Because it will not take control of our country. It will not take control of our religious freedom in this place. We've got to stand up and say, it ain't welcome in America. Oh, I wish I had somebody getting a fighting spirit in this place. Somebody begin to praise God right now. Watch this. But it would seem as if it has had an advantage over us, because it is ahead of us. Ahab was ahead. But watch this. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon Elijah, he ended up running, passing up the religious system, the perverse king, and going beyond and getting there before Ahab got there. And this is what I felt in my spirit, that even though it might look as if the enemy has gained on the church, when the prophetic touch of God comes upon the church, we're going to go ahead of every attack of the enemy, of every plan that the enemy has been able to equip against the church. And the prophetic is going to get there before hell can even get there. Oh, Lord, somebody better give God praise. I feel the glory of the Lord about to invade us in this place tonight. Somebody give God praise on credit right now. Ikarabataria la basa, Ikorobo Sanda Yakasaya, Iandorabo Saya Nabakataya Rabasa, Hiandorobo Saya, Hirabo Saya, in the name of Jesus, I am serving notice to hell right now. Don't scratch us out. Don't count the church out. We might have been caught by surprise, but when the prophetic comes upon us, when the anointing of the Lord begins to move upon us, we're going to go into a speed up mode, and what used to take years is going to happen within days. I am talking about cities being converted for the glory of God. Revival that's going to spread all over this country. God is using the commotion to wake up a people to say, we're going to pray it till it happens. We're going to pray it till it happens. Somebody give God praise. Ikaralabasandaya, Ikarabasaya, Ikataya Rabasanda, Ikarabasanda Yakata, Yando Robosha, Ikarabosiara Labatanda, Hayarabosatia Rabakata, Hayataya Kasanda, Hiosa, Ikoroboshanda Rabakaya, Hirotoria Rabasha, Hayakosanda, Harabosha, Ikoroboshanda Yarabakaya. I've got to tell a mama in this place, it might look like hell won, but the prophetic is going to beat hell and save your child. It's going to reach there before hell can make it. Your miracle is coming. It's on its way. Your breakthrough, it's on its way. Hell thought that it got ahead of you. But you're going to be standing with your victory smile, saying, I saw the breakthrough of the Lord. Somebody give God praise. Harabokoshaya. I feel the glory of God. Supernatural touch of God. Hurabakashaya. Hiatarabushaya. I can't wait anymore. I can't waste time anymore. I can't play church. Hushatarabakataya. I can't see this world going to hell. Hallelujah. Something's got to happen. Something's got to happen. Hallelujah. There's somebody in this place that I need to tell you the Lord is already speeding up. What should have taken a while, the Lord's already speeding it up. Your answer is coming faster than what you expected. The Lord's already working your miracle. It's coming faster than what you expected. See, in God's time, He speeds everything up. And your miracle is being sped up. Your answer is being sped up. And there ain't no devil in hell that can hold back what God is doing in the Spirit. The church is not late. The church is on time. Oh God, somebody give God praise. Right there. Stepping into the supernatural. Watch this. A few days ago, I was in a service in Fresno, California, and I was preaching about miracles, and I like miracles. Some folks don't, amen. Some folks don't believe in the supernatural, amen. I like the supernatural. And I was preaching, and the altar came, and there's this lady that was in a wheelchair, and she had been in an accident, and she was paralyzed and had been already paralyzed in that wheelchair for many years, several years, and she was paralyzed. And it was in a very powerful, dynamic moment of the service that they wheeled her up to the altar. And so I waited a little bit because some folks take a little while to warm up. Amen. Some folks take a while. They're like that old coal that you got to just kind of keep the fire on it. Amen. And then they'll get on fire. And then once they get on fire, ain't nobody going to turn them out. Hallelujah. And so some folks just need to warm up. And so I was kind of waiting for that warm-up moment. And then something that grabbed my attention was this lady began to scream. And it was not just any normal scream. There is a scream that comes out of your mouth, that comes out of your throat, but then there's a scream that comes out of your soul. And it was her soul that was crying out. It's her soul. It's a scream that will cause people to just react in that moment. And her soul began to cry out. And when I saw that, I went over close to where she was at. And I just kind of reached and I grabbed her hand. And I told her, I said, sister, in the moment that you feel it, I said, your faith is going to reach a level and you're going to want to stand up. I said, I'm just here to give you support. I did not know, but this was only her second time to be in an apostolic church. She had never been in a church before, but her soul was crying out. Amen. It's crying out. There was a reason. There was a purpose. God attracted her soul into that service. Maybe she didn't want to go, but the Lord attracted her. You know, the first time you came to church, you didn't want to go, but the Spirit of the Lord brought you into that place. And so in that moment, she continued to scream, and it was coming out of her soul. And all of a sudden, I felt her a little tug. When I felt that tug, I put my hand a little bit stiffer. And I said, when you feel it, I said, you go ahead and stand. She'd been paralyzed for several years from her waist down. Hallelujah. Husharabakashaya. In a moment, she screamed with everything she had. And she pulled on my hand. And when she pulled, she stood up straight. But watch this. The moment she stood up, she began to speak in tongues. Ukarabatariala Boshaya had never been filled with the Holy Ghost, but the moment she stepped out of the natural, she stepped into the supernatural and began to speak in tongues. Somebody give God praise over that right now. I don't know who you are. You ought to praise him like as if it's your miracle. I said you ought to praise him like it's your miracle. Watch. I was amazed because she began to speak in tongues. That's the first time I've ever seen anybody that in that moment of taking a step of faith, the Lord fills her with the Holy Ghost. And that's what it takes. You got to take a step of faith to step into the supernatural. I'm preaching to somebody right now. I'm feeling in the Holy Ghost. God is positioning this church to see miracles that this city has never seen before. I wish somebody would witness in the spirit right now. God is pushing this church to move in the supernatural, to see miracles that will get the governor's attention, that will get the city's attention. Somebody give a shout of praise right now. Somebody give a shout of praise right now. Oh, Lord, we're about to step into something right now. And so as she was speaking in tongues, all of a sudden she had like a break in the moment. And she opened up her eyes. And I just looked at her and I said, step forward. Hallelujah. She stepped. And I said, take the next step. And she stepped. I said, take the next step. And she stepped. And every time she was stepping, her leg was straightening out. She had been paralyzed from the waist down for several years. But within seconds, she began to run, healed by the power of God. When you step into the supernatural, it don't matter how much time hell has held you back. God will speed it up within seconds. Somebody ought to give a praise in this house. I feel the glory. Oh, my Lord. I feel the glory of the Lord in this place. Your breakthrough is a second away. Your healing is a second away. I don't think you heard me. I said your breakthrough is just seconds away. Your healing is just seconds away. If I was you and I needed a miracle, I would have already been running up to this altar right now, because the supernatural is in this place. The touch of God is in this place. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise right now. God, I've preached your word. Now, Lord, show up and show off. Show up and do what you do best. You do miracles. You do signs and wonders. Respond to the faith of your people. Somebody got to lift up a cry. Somebody got to lift up a cry. You need a miracle. You ought to get in this altar. You need a breakthrough. You ought to get in this altar. Akasanda yarabakataya. Ikarabataria raboshaya. Usharabakata. Touch. The prophetic is going ahead right now. The prophetic is already going ahead. The prophetic is already going ahead. Now, in the name of Jesus, the prophetic is going ahead. Harabasharia la bokotaya.
I don't know who you are, but you got a scream all bottled up inside of you. You need to open up your mouth right now. You need to open up your mouth right now. There is a breakthrough in this house. Touch. There's a breakthrough in this house. There is a breakthrough in this house. Heaven is showing off of His power. There's a breakthrough in this house. You ought to lift up your voice right now. Spirit of the Lord, move in this house. Release miracles, signs and wonders. Release miracles, signs and wonders. Do it in this place. Do it in this place. Do it in this place. Hikarabotoria la Messiah. To anybody that's watching from home right now, by the authority of the Word of God and by the power that's in the name of Jesus, I declare healing in your body. I declare deliverance in your home. I declare breakthrough in your situation. In Jesus' name. This church is going to see miracles like it's never seen before. It's going to stand as a testimony of the power of God, of what God is doing in this house. Somebody lift up your voice. If you need a miracle, lift up your hand as high as you can. You need a miracle, lift up your hands as high as you can. Sound man, if you'll turn me up a little bit. If you need a miracle, you lift up your hands as high as you can. I'm going to release this word of faith. There is going to be a shift in the atmosphere. There's going to be a shift that's going to come into your body. A miracle that's going to be released in this place. Now, by the authority of the Word of God and by the power that's in the name of Jesus, Lord, show off in this place. Release miracles. Release miracles. Now. 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 Irobokotoya na Messiah. Somebody just felt the change in their body. You need to seal it right now. Seal it with praise. Seal it with praise. Ikarabataria la Messiah. Supernatural's moving. Touch now. Harabakataya la Messiah. Ariana Bokotoria la Messiah. That's it. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your praise. Lift up your voice. Lift up your praise. Ikara la matanda ni ana mosaya. Shataya la makataya. Touch. Touch. Rabakataya. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, supernatural is released in this house. Supernatural is released in this house. Ariala Bokosaya, Hirabosadaya Labakataya, in the name of Jesus. Come on.
Come on. Sharabakataya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I need intercessors interceding right now. I feel we're about to step into another dimension right now. The angels of the Lord are being released in this place. We're stepping into another dimension. I need intercessors interceding. In the name of Jesus. Now. Now. Now in the name of Jesus. There, there, there. Power of God from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Surge, power of God now in Jesus' name. Shanda Rabokotaya Ikarabotorio Roboshaya. Spirit of the Lord move. Ikataya. Spirit of the Lord move. The glory of God. The glory of God. There you go. Come on, come on. Release your praise right now. Touch.